Bill Zortman. It's your business back at Shields, 41st and Western. It's show number 672 in our original It's Your Business series. Shields, you say? Why? Well, because they're here. They got a big weekend, and you need to get up early tomorrow morning. We have Christy Schauer that was with us in the last hour, and Chris Cray has joined us from Shields. Of course, his is not Idaho, North Dakota, but Wilmer, Minnesota.
That's correct, Bill. Wilmer, Minnesota is my hometown.
All right. We've talked about the big event tomorrow, but you guys are open today. We've heard about the Ferris wheel. Your friend from Idaho is going to actually go on the Ferris wheel for the first time with me in the next hour because, you know, we didn't want to do it during the show. We have to keep talking. But tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 o'clock, why would you be here?
Why would you be here? Over $10,000 worth of gift cards being given out tomorrow. Chance to win a $250 at Melanie. A chance to win a $250 gift card just to be, and also to come in and see the brand new store. We finally finished setting all of our shops yesterday at about noon. So the store is 99.9% complete. The only thing missing is a back room storage area that the customers won't even know about. But the store set, it's gorgeous. 420 feet from end to end, so come on in and check it out.
Now, I have to give you credit. We've been here for an hour, 2 hours already this morning. What we're seeing is a lot of people taking ownership. They're being very mindful of the customers coming in. They're very proud of the digs that they have. That is important when you have a Shields.
Correct. We work hard on that, Bill. We train our associates and expect them to give great customer service. We train every week on it. We empower people to actually run their shops as if it's their own business.
Christy, in the first hour, we had a chance to talk to a lot of people. I was very happy to see Chris did not show up in black. The black has been the color of the day, and they've already told us, Chris, that we need to go find some black wear here in the store while we're here, because we're outnumbered.
We can help you, Bill.
Okay.
I'm confident we can.
I'll bet you can. You got to be excited. You do the marketing for this, and you have really been involved with it. Is it going to be all ready tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock?
Oh, absolutely. It will be all ready at 5 o'clock if you want to come that early. We want people to line up as early as possible right when they get here. Set your alarm clocks because it's going to be a blast tomorrow morning. We're so excited.
It was funny. As we just watched the people walk by here this morning, we're seeing the people in the fishing gear, the camouflage that we know where they've been. We noticed that one of our doctors is in our golf show. He came by. He was dressed like a golfer this morning, and he was getting a ball retriever that you couldn't see if it was in his golf bag that he'd lost balls. And he's buying 100 balls, Chris.
Excellent.
You like that, don't you?
We love it.
All right, if you had 30 seconds to tell somebody in an elevator, you're going from the first floor to the fifth floor, about the importance of Shields and what the difference you're going to make in Sioux Falls, what would you tell them?
Just that our experts, you know, that we train our people, our associates, to be experts in each shop. So when you come in, you know that you're going to be able to talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about.
We have so far. We have not met anybody that didn't know what they were talking about. And I don't think we will, right? Everybody has been schooled. You guys have done this. You are ready for this weekend.
We've been waiting. Absolutely. We're ready.
Well, we're ready, too, to see you out here at Shields. We're going to be here with our Midwest communication team. We've got the sports guys this afternoon. Chris Tubbs and Craig Maddock will be out here. We have crews tomorrow from our sister stations. Come out and join us bright and early. And the question is, how many flyby donuts will go tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 o'clock? We know that there are going to be a lot of people signing up for those gift cards. We hope that you'll join us. We'll talk to you guys later in the hour. Is that all right?
We will. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Shields, 41st and Western. They're open. Come see it. Get on the Ferris wheel. Looks like there's room right now before my good friend Melanie and I get to work here. We're going to bring in, as we do, one of the regulars on our show, and that is Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau. She always does this to me every week. She says, this is what we're going to talk about. And she'll come in and say, forget that. We got something else hot. What is it?
We do. Our Jamaican payday loan scammers, advance lender loaners, and they are saying they're actually here in South Dakota, and they're going by the name U.S. Cash Advance and Payday Loans of America. And They have given locations in Rapid City and a location at 2138 South Minnesota Avenue, which does not exist. And how this scam works is that customers apply and, quote, get approved for these loans online, and then they're asked to secure the loan by paying fees under a guise of collateral or interest fee or an insurance cost, and which is against the law in South Dakota. And then they are asked to transfer those fees via cash, via Western Union, or like we've talked before, Jim, about, or Bill, about those green money pack cards that you load cash on, and that's just like sending cash in the mail. So all it is a ripoff. There are, unfortunately, people out there that do this, and the people that apply for these are so vulnerable because they probably have bad credit to begin with, and they don't have any collateral. So they get themselves in a predicament here, and this looks like a good deal, and really it turns out to be a really bad deal.
Interesting. When you come into a store like this, we're asking all of our guests, what's your first impression?
Oh, my gosh. It's beautiful. I'm a longtime customer of Shields, and they're a great neighbor in our community. And really what they've done here is really they've outdone themselves. It's, you know, this is a destination all in itself. Not do you just have the entertainment factor of the Ferris wheel, but you name it, Shields has got it. And really great, great company in Sioux Falls. We're glad to have them and glad they made this sort of investment in our community.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau. One of the things that does happen with Jesse is every now and then I'll call and say, I need your help. And we have kind of worked together. Having been an old consumer reporter on television, we know how to ferret it out. And we're working on one right now that's going to be a kind of a nice charity that's going to be on our show a couple of times in the next couple of weeks. But we've done our homework on it, and she was able to, in 30 seconds, get me something. So if somebody has a question out of business, how do they reach you?
Right. Give us a call at 271-2066 or always get online to bbb.org.
Jesse Schmidt, South Dakota Better Business Bureau.
Thanks for having me.
Being a mom has been called the toughest job you'll ever love. To honor Moms, Boys, and Girls Club of America partnered with the University of Phoenix to conduct a nationwide search to identify and honor the country's most inspirational moms. One South Dakota resident received the honor and is being awarded with a full tuition scholarship from the University of Phoenix. Here to tell us more, University of Phoenix Executive Director of Corporate Social Responsibility for the Apollo Education Group, Tammy Fernandez, and Most Inspirational Mom South Dakota recipient, Shannon Wade. Welcome, Tammy. Tell us, what is the most inspirational mom program?
Well, the University of Phoenix worked closely with Boys and Girls Club to conduct a national search for inspirational moms, giving three deserving moms the chance to accomplish their own educational goals by awarding each mom a full tuition scholarship to University of Phoenix.
Shannon, tell us your personal story and what you're hoping to accomplish with your degree.
5 years ago, I became a widow. I'm now the single mom of an 8-year-old daughter. When I entered the competition, I absolutely had no idea that I would be one of the women selected. I entered because I want a better life for myself and for my daughter, and I do appreciate the importance of education. I really want to be a good role model for my daughter to show her the value of education and also that she can do anything that she sets her mind to. I'm going to use my scholarship to earn a bachelor in psychology so that I can help others cope with personal challenges. And I really do want to help other widows and widowers connect with a counselor who has also lost a spouse. That way they can work through their grief and discuss their concerns with someone who's experienced similar feelings.
Tammy, tell us why it's so important to provide opportunities to hardworking moms like Shannon. And what tips can you provide for parents looking to return to the classroom?
Great question. So University of Phoenix provides working adults, many of whom are parents balancing work and family responsibilities, like Shannon, to get their degree and compete in today's workforce. Through our longstanding relationship with Boys and Girls Club of America, not only have we had the opportunity to help out a generation of youth onto their path for success, but we're able to impact the success of their parents and others who support the Boys and Girls Club mission. As far as tips, we recommend all students research careers before deciding on a degree program. Moms who start their education programs with a career goal in mind, like Shannon's, will get the most out of their experience. Research specific positions and career paths before applying to college. Check out career and skill assessments and job market information online, like at the Phoenix Career Guidance System at phoenix.edu/careerGPS. A little research can go a long way in paving the way to a successful educational experience catered to your future career. Second is to seek advice from those most important to you. Returning to college is a really big decision and not only affects you, but those closest to you. Be open with family, friends, and other loved ones about your goals, plans, and excitement to pursue a degree, and certainly let them be very excited with you. If you're a working mom, check in with your boss, colleagues, and find ways to bring the classroom learning into the workplace. Oftentimes, what you're learning in school can benefit them, too. Embrace the opportunity to master your time management skills. Face it, it's going to be a lot busier once you start your degree program, and it's important to designate specific individual study time each day. Successful students carve out time to study, attend class, or work on projects each day. And then finally, make learning a household priority. For moms going back to school, setting aside time for working on class projects can also open up opportunities to set an example. Set a schedule to work on projects when your children are working on their homework. This not only allows for more time together, but it reinforces the importance of education to the children every day by setting a positive example and a hard work and commitment.
More information about the University of Phoenix education and the scholarship programs you can find at phoenix.edu. All right, we are back out at Shields. Nice to have you joining us this morning. We hope you'll join Shields this weekend. 6 to 9 o'clock tomorrow is a big time for you to be out here. All kinds of donuts, all kinds of giveaways. You want to be here. It's going to be something that is really going to be worth your while. Not far from here is Rich Larson, Larson Motors. Nice to have you with us again. It's been a while since you and I have talked.
I tell you what, it was a cold old winter.
You noticed that.
I was hibernating, I'll tell you that. Wow. So what a beautiful day today, though. What a place. Huh?
Does this fit Sioux Falls?
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you what. Sioux Falls is very, very fortunate to have anything that, like this. This looks like a mini mega mall or something like that, or even better than, I would say. What a beautiful place.
All right, big deal for you this weekend, a charity sale. Tell us what it's all about.
After you're done shopping at Shields, so we got to preface that, we do have an event going on at the Kmart parking lot on West 12th Street. It's our Healing Power for Heather sale. And Heather is my niece, and she has been battling cancer for quite some time now. And it's been a real struggle. And she's got some things on her bucket list to take care of. She's 32 years old, and I'll tell you, this is the closest I've been to a family member at this young of an age that's suffering from this. And I know a lot of families are definitely affected by this. So we wanted to know what's going on. That's my dad calling me, by the way. Can you hear that?
I can hear that.
That's my little phone. Rev can hear it.
Yeah.
Was there a duck walking? It says Shields. You know.
Well, that's good.
But in all seriousness, we're going to take $500, Bill, from every vehicle that we sell, and we're going to donate it to the benefit in your name. So if you are in the market for a vehicle, that's great. We also, one of my guys in the back, customized a little racing quad. It's a 2001 Yamaha, and don't let the pink color and the white seat fool you. This thing is powerful and fun to ride. And we're going to be selling only 100 raffle tickets. We still have some left. So if you simply are not in the market for a car, but you'd like to maybe get a hold of something, that this is a great silent auction item. I'd love to see this little unit passed forward and until it's no longer needed is the final goal of what we need to try to accomplish. And Boy, I tell you what, we need to figure out what we can do to get rid of this disease.
Rich Larson, Larson Motors, again this weekend, Kmart lot, $500 from every car sold, charity sale, and it goes to a niece?
My niece, yeah, my niece. Healing Power for Heather is what we're calling it. So it's going to be really, it's a really cool event. I have free T-shirts, too, by the way, like the one I'm sporting right now, and we got wristbands. So all you got to do is stop by. You don't have, just sign her. We have something on her big Hino where you can sign your name and give her a quick best wish or something like that. It's on pink. So we just love to see you. Come on out. And again, it'll be a nice weekend to get out and do some fun stuff like this.
Rich Larson, we appreciate you taking time. Appreciate you coming to Shields. Appreciate you being on It's Your Business.
Bill, I appreciate you. We'll see more of you.
When we come back, we'll talk a little golf. We'll talk a little business. Talk more about Shields. We're back out at Shields, and we'll be here until 11 o'clock. Sports guys out here on KWSN this afternoon, and a lot of our Midwest stations will be out here 6 to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning and a good part of the day tomorrow, 6 to 9 o'clock, where you get some of those gift cards, have a chance for a $1,000 gift card. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, Paul Doherty, Golf Etc., they are with us today. They've been out looking around, kind of putting their heads up in the air, looking around, seeing what they could find. And Tim, as you look at some of this stuff, I noticed, and we've already told the audience, that you find one of those ball retrievers and you got 100 golf balls, and it tells me that you're losing golf balls as you're playing and you need to do more with Doherty. Is that what?
I was buying those. I'm going to buy those things for you, Bill.
Yeah.
I also got one of those suction cups that you can put on the end of your putter.
I used to have one of those. So you don't have to bend over
and get the ball 3 feet away when your buddies tell you that's a gimme.
You know, they don't tell me that very often. They've seen me putt, Doc. But, you know, you talk about the bending over in golf. And a lot of times you see pro golfers that can't get the ball out of the hole. When you start talking about Specialty Orthopedics, if you have a problem, they should come see you or call, and you can get them in usually within 24 hours.
Absolutely. Even younger people can have back problems. Usually it's soft tissue problems, not bony problems like the older folks can have. But you can go through a spasm period where you might need one of those suction cups because it's difficult to bend over and get the golf ball. Whether it's soft tissue or whether it's bony, I think somebody should be seen if it lasts for a couple of days and the normal ibuprofen Advil doesn't work. Because many times there's a quick solution to it with either physical therapy or medication or an injection.
Paul, I have to tell you, I was playing golf last night in the league out in Hartford, and I looked at my driver that you built for me, and what was the name of the shaft that you put on?
It was a Fujikura.
And why is that important this week?
Because Fujikura is the number one shaft on the PGA Tour, and Golf Etc. and Paul Doherty here have been named Dealer of the Month for Fujikura shafts.
Well, I will tell you, as I looked at that, I had much more confidence with my golf swing and said, that's the reason I'm hitting this better than I was. I'm still having trouble getting the perfect swing. I'm probably going to have to go see the doc, either the Dr. Reinecke or Dr. Tim Lee Burton to get me straightened out. But, you know, a little confidence doesn't hurt in a golf game.
Well, I have the same shaft that Paul put in my driver. And the day I left his shop, I went right to the driving range, and I text him, OMG, after hitting some balls with that driver on the driving range with that new shaft.
It makes a bit of a difference. One of the things you do is, and Jim Lowe ought to be a candidate for this because his game needs a little work, is that you do a little work with that golf bag to find out what you got that fits you, what doesn't fit you.
I do. I analyze every individual's golf bag to see where it's at. We take clubs out that aren't working. I make recommendations for what to add to a golfer's bag to make things work better for him.
Well, they have the answers. Dr. Tim Lee Burton, Specialty Orthopedics, Paul Doherty, Golf Etc. How do they reach you guys if they need you?
For Specialty Orthopedics, 275-5560 or Google Specialty Orthopedics or Dr. Tim Lee Burton.
All right, we've got Adam Scott walking around with the Twins. He's lost someplace in the store. The Twins are leading him around. We're going to talk with him. We're going to get some numbers. We're going to come back, talk about Shields, where we're at. They're our host today, 9 to 11. All a part of It's Your Business, following Fox Business News on the half hour.
See you next week.
We're back out at Shields. We're right on the half hour. We'll be here till 11 o'clock. Then I get the Ferris wheel ride. I'm looking forward to that. Have not ever been on a Ferris wheel inside a building, you know, in all my 22 years of life. I've not done that. But we do have Adam Scott, who is a part of our golf show, that's here. And this is what Shields likes to see, is Adam Scott and Twins in here, and the Twins kind of leading Dad around. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
It's good to have the boys with us. They've been very good this morning, and they were making your putts. Is that what I said?
They were testing out putters here at Shields on the putting green, and, you know, I think they might even have a little better skill set than Dad.
One thing about our good friends at Golf Addiction, they're very creative. You've added bean bags now to shooting, and what else?
You know, we've got the hunting, we've got the monthly membership, which is just taking off like crazy. I mean, if you come in and just see what we have to offer on the monthly membership, it's only $50, Bill, and you get to come in there for 30 days and either hunt and or golf over 50 different golf courses, unlimited amount of times, just by simply booking a tee time and paying $50, and that covers 30 days worth of golf.
And the 50 simulated courses, pretty popular courses too.
Yeah, and we had just over the week several customers taking advantage and playing Sawgrass, where the pros just got done playing, and it's awesome to see people get on number 17 and the nerves, and to see if they're going to make the green on that very first shot. And usually our mulligan button gets hit once in a while in that hole.
Imagine that. Just a couple of weeks, you got a big trip. You were creative with this one.
So, yeah, the GA Tour, we've only got one spot left for a team. So if you want to have a heck of a fun day, call the store, call my cell, get signed up for the GA Tour. It's $155. That covers 9 holes of Golf Addiction, 9 holes at Central Valley, 9 holes at Wild Oak Golf Course, and then 9 holes at Fish Lake Country Club. All on a party bus, drinking Boulevard, having a great time, and a chance to win $300 cash prize.
Plenty of aiming fluid on that bus, I'm sure, and the contact information if they need anything, reservations, any information about bean bags. I can't believe you're in the bean bag business. Why not?
And we had just a tremendous amount of fun last night, and you can join us every Thursday and get in for $8 is all, and have a chance to win a $20 gift card and or get points for that $300 cash prize bean bag championship.
The other fun thing today is the number of people we've interviewed from Shields that are out in North Dakota.
Yeah?
You know, we're telling them about your Fargo.
Right, and we're just down the road from the Shields up in Fargo there, eh? So they'd be able to stop down and hit some balls at Golf Addiction, check out our aiming oil and our great selection of food.
All right, boys, you get Dad home right away, okay? He cannot stay out any longer.
Oh, they want to go golfing, Bill.
There you go. Adam Scott, Golf Addiction, a really good friend. Christy Schauer is back with us from Shields, Langston, North Dakota. This is Melanie now. We brought in Miss Idaho. And you were Miss Idaho, or Miss Potato Sack, you were saying.
Very long time ago.
Long time ago. Okay. What we want to talk to you about is that you've really doubled in size in the last 16 months. What have you added with that additional space?
Absolutely. We have... Well, first of all, it's just the view is just amazing. One of the things that we've added that a lot of people are very excited about is Grandma Jenna's. It's a full restaurant. We have homemade fudge that is unbelievable. You can come in and get a sample.
Homemade fudge?
It's, yes. It's
can we have some of that when we ride the Ferris?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yep.
Good.
They also do burgers and hamburgers that are just really, really great. And we also have some visual sport games that you can come in and try things out. One of the coolest things as a woman, I really appreciate our women's department, our shoe department that you walk into. It is a dream come true. So husbands, hold on to your wives, because when they see it, they're going to love it. So.
Well, and again, black has been the popular color. North Dakota and Idaho have had a lot of attention. Even a guy from Wilmer, Minnesota is a part of this staff. You guys have brought this staff together to a great location, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Absolutely. This is a great area. Being from Idaho and new to the area, it's been really, really great to meet all the great people that we have in our store. Not only our customers, but all of the associates that are here. Everybody's pretty friendly, and it's been nice to have the family atmosphere.
You guys do good work. We'll talk to you a little bit later in the hour. 6 to 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, be here. And if you don't know why, just show up, because you can go online, look at Shields as well. So Jim Lowe, Advana Mortgage, has found the place. Jim, whenever I go on location, I'll get a note on my phone. It's Jim Lowe calling. He can't find me. I was up in the air. The highest show we've ever done.
I walked right underneath you up on this catwalk up here. You know, I've got, and I don't like heights, Bill. So, you know, I'm here, though. I'm here. What a great day.
You know, it is the Parade of Homes weekend, and it's a chance for people to do their thing and go out and look. And then they could actually call, couldn't they, to check and see what payments might be.
You know, we're on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, yes, if they get in a bind out looking at a house, they want to call us, call 275-2777. You get an on-call banker. 85 houses on the parade this year. From what I understand, talking to some of the builders and realtors this week, the activity has been good, although it was a little chilly last week. But now the weather's supposed to start turning tomorrow, so hopefully we'll have a lot of people go out and take a look at houses. And we're ready to finance them for them.
One of the things we do with Advana Mortgage is the loan snapshot of the day. What are we seeing or hearing this morning?
Well, markets are pretty good, actually. The stock market's up a little bit. The bond market's pretty steady. This morning I'm looking at rates, or last night I was looking at rates, you know, someplace between 4 1/8 and 4 1/4. But, you know, if you were coming in, I'd probably quote you 4 1/4 today with an APR of 4.599.
And one size doesn't fit all.
No. There's a lot of adjustments we need to make when the rates come in, depending on your credit score, depending on some other things, your loan-to-value ratio, et cetera. All plays into that rate that we set for you when you come in. And so you come to see us at Advana Mortgage or go online at AdvanaMortgage.com. And you can take your application right there. You can upload your docs. You don't have to come to the office unless you want to. Sometimes you have to come in and sign, but other than that, it's all on the Internet.
Jim, how do they reach you?
Call us at 275-2777, 5109 South Crossing Place, our new office. Been there a year now.
And the advice you're giving people is still, if you find something, you'd better get it going?
Better get it, because there's the limited market, limited inventory, although it's up a little bit, which I'm glad to see. But if you want to list and sell, list now. It will sell. 87 days on the market right now. So I'm looking forward to selling our house. Our house is actually on the market. So give me a call if you want to buy my house.
Jim Lowe, Advana Mortgage. Mortgage bankers you can count on. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day. I had to get that old plug.
Scott Verilich, Coima KMIG, joins us. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Bill.
Each day, 11:30, right here on Kello News Talk, 1320 1079, World Wide Web. You give us a 90-second commodity. One of the notes I'm seeing this morning, corn has broke 40 cents and wheat has broke 65 cents recently.
Pretty significant breaks to look at, Bill. You know, we kind of looked at it. It chopped around above $5 on that D's corn for a while. After the USDA report, it seemed like everybody got scared of the world stocks number, and we continued to drift. Now, I kind of mentioned that. You know, we've had this pretty good break. They broke some uptrend lines. There was some chart damage. We have to look at that, too. And some of those chart signs on the D's corn kind of measured down to this mid-470s. It had a low of 476.5 today, so we were trading down three. It's coming back. It's down a penny. So it's an area to where I feel like we've got a little bit of support here to watch. You know, if we break through this 470s range, then I think people are going to load up and think that we're going to continue to go lower. So looking at it from a chart standpoint, which is something we have to be aware of, I think it can, you know, have a good chance of holding in this area. We had a tight enough ending stocks number in the United States. You know, the world has a lot of corn, but actually in the United States corn, it was quite a bit less than what the market expected. So we are chewing through it. Demand was good in the low fours, so I don't necessarily think we have to go down there right now until we see the effects of this next crop. And there's usually going to be some scares throughout the summer that we're going to have some problems. We'll be really watching the rain forecast. It's the weather market. It's here.
Scott Verilich, Coima KMIG, again joins us, and he gives us kind of an insight as to what the commodity numbers will be at 11:30. Cattle prices sustaining strength?
It's just it's a historical rally here. It's just very impressive to me how long we've held these upper 140 cash prices. It's been since the last week in January when we first hit those upper 140s, and and we're still there. We're still trading a lot of cattle. I think the Packers and everybody else expected to come into more numbers and that there would be a significant cash break, but it just seems like we're still tight and they're still hungry. They're still out there looking for beef, and I'm hearing prices that are locked in for the, you know, a month and a half out. We're looking at the end of June, and they're still, you know, could be 143 happening in that time frame. So the summer low is not looking like it's going to be near near as low as we maybe had thought. The tight numbers are very serious, and it's kind of starting for me to put to rest the question. Everybody says, well, these prices are unsustainable. We just can't sustain these high prices. It's going to drop. Well, we've been sustaining it for quite a while, and it's pretty impressive. And you can see it in the feeder calf market. I mean, some of the most bullish people I know that usually are out aggressively buying feeders even have empty pens that they can't get filled. It's just the numbers are that tight. So the prices are probably going to have to stay significantly higher than what maybe what we're used to.
Scott, we're in our last minute with our segment, but the feeder pig prices are an issue.
Yeah, they're still really high. You know, I mean, it's we're looking at break-evens if you buy feeder pigs right now, and it's going to be, you're going to have 110 in October, and the board is lower than that, and you can't really count on, you know, basis being too outstanding there either. So still needing some rally in some of these lean hog prices just for these guys to pencil it.
Scott Verlick, Coima K-Meg, we'll listen for your report at 11:30. We'll talk more on Monday.
Thanks, Bill.
Not far from Sioux Center in the office of Coima K-Meg in Orange City, we'll be talking about the Tulip Festival in our next segment, days 2 and 3. We're also going to be talking about jobs when It's Your Business returns. And we're back out at Shields. We'll be here until 11 o'clock. The sports crew moves in this afternoon on KWSN. Tomorrow morning, bright and early, 6 to 9 o'clock. You need to be out here. It gives you a chance to win a $1,000 Shields card. They're going to give away $9,000 in Shields cards as well. And all kinds of donuts, all kinds of giveaways, all kinds of entertainment in a parking lot in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 6 to 9 o'clock in the morning. I've been to several different meetings and talked to people on the radio show this week about the need we're about to talk about, and that's train workers. One of the meetings was a Kiwanis Club in which the school system, the tech training, was talking about that they're not able to place everybody through graduation. Builders are needing help as well as contractors. So we have a solution. Will Thomason with Dakota Construction Careers in town. And there's a session 4 to 8 today, 10 to 5 tomorrow. Clubhouse Hotel on Louise. Aberdeen also hosting. But, Will, what's this all about?
What's this all about? We're looking for skilled labor, I guess. If you don't have the skills, we have paid training for that. We have facilities to do that. And you earn while you learn on the job.
All right. The kind of people that should attend.
All kinds. It doesn't matter. Young, old, men, women, depends if you want to build something, come and see us.
And again, they spent some time last week, week before, in the Dakotas, up in North Dakota. Last weekend, it was Rapid City and also...
We were in Pierre.
In Pierre.
Yep.
It's Aberdeen, Sioux Falls now. What did you find in those communities, those areas in North Dakota? We always like to compare ourselves with North Dakota, and it's an interesting comparison with all the activity that goes on.
True. I mean, the comparison is lack of workers, and that's what we bring into the table there, is the ability to train individuals in the various fields, you know, like the cement masons or the carpenters or bricklayers or heavy equipment operators as well. And we help out the contractors as well by filling that void. And contractors can come down and visit us as well and see what we have to offer for them as well.
And again, you're talking training, help, retirement benefits. Certainly in the Dakotas where you have the unemployment numbers that are pretty reasonable, there's still people out there, if you got 4% or 5%, that don't have jobs or figure that they're underemployed.
True. It's true, and that's what we've, like you say, if we're not talking jobs, we're talking careers. This could be a lifelong career for somebody. Like you said, we have paid insurance on it for you and as well as for your whole family as a retirement. That is very, very good. You can't beat it.
When you talk about our involvement here, and we're in a beautiful store. We're in a Shields store today, which has added 200,000 square feet. Really something that's very special to the community. You know that Sioux Falls is growing. You know that people are coming in all the time, but the supply of homes is down. There's a need for builders to build homes. They got Parade Homes, 76 homes this weekend. It must make you guys kind of say, what we're doing, there's a need for.
Absolutely. I mean, there is that void, and that's what we bring to the table and keep on saying. It is that. It's the training. You know, if you're a high school student or you're a college student, can't find a job or something like that, it's maybe not the career path that you first started out with. I mean, this could be a place to go.
All right. So when they come in, and again, it's 4 to 8 today, and it's 10 to 5 tomorrow at the Clubhouse Hotel. That's on Louise. What will they do when they come in? Will they sit down with a counselor? Will you interview them? What happens?
Yes to all of that. We have
all of the above.
All of the above. We have information there about the retirement, as well as the insurance, the training, what kind of wages you can expect as well. So it'll be all there. Just come down and check us out.
And if they can't get there, I presume that there is a DakotaConstructionCareers.com website?
There's that there. We have a phone number as well. It'll be 866-374-0544 or DakotaConstructionCareers@gmail.com. We want to shoot us an email as well.
And we've asked Will, and we'll ask Rob as well, to kind of do an update for us on the 2 weeks in the Dakotas, what they found, and ongoing from here. Will, Dakota Construction Careers, appreciate you joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Hope to see you this afternoon.
You bet. Well, we're going to go from where we're at here at Shields, 41st and Western, to Orange City. The Orange City Tulip Festival, and Ashley Saris is joining us. 60s the next couple of days, just right for the tulips, and lots of people to visit, Ashley.
Yes, we sure did. We had a great day yesterday. It was a little chilly, but the sunshine is out today, and we're looking forward to having a great crowd.
All right, tulips are always a big deal, the wooden shoes, the cleanliness, family-like atmosphere. Again, the same this year?
Yep, every year that's the same thing, and we also have great food, lots of carnival rides, 2 daily parades, something really for everyone.
All right, we have new people all the time that listen to this radio show, and what we find is that people don't always know how to get to some of these outlying communities. If you were in Sioux Falls, how do you get to Orange City?
Oh, you're asking the wrong girl. Okay, I know that you get on Highway or Interstate 75 or Interstate 29, and you're going to head towards like Haywarden, and just head west from there, or east from there.
Well, you can get to Orange City from anywhere.
You can. It's really not a long drive from anywhere. About 45 minutes from Sioux City, and a little over an hour from Sioux Falls.
All right. You've had some activities on Thursday. What has already happened this week?
We had two wonderful parades yesterday with lots of people. We have a nightly theater every night that's been going on for the last two evenings. We've had children dancing in the street, adults dancing. We've had the Dutch Dozen performances, the wooden shoe carvings, and, of course, our tulips.
Ashley Saris, Orange City Tulip Festival. I had a chance to go back. It had been 15 years since I'd been there. My wife and I enjoyed it, and I would encourage you, if you haven't been there, to go enjoy the food that you have, the activities. Great weather in May, finally a great weekend. And if they were going to pick one thing to eat at Orange City, what would you suggest that they try?
Ooh, it's a toss-up for me. I would say either the puffer cheese, which is a little pancake that has rum butter and powdered sugar on it, or we're kind of famous for our brats here, too. So one of those two would definitely have to have those.
And we challenge the people in Edricken to come down and visit Orange City. They have a little Dutch background. We want them to come enjoy along with the rest of us this weekend.
Exactly. Yep, we would love everyone to come and visit us.
Ashley, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones next. He has the Main Street to Wall Street report. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, Bill. Sorry, missed you at the top of the Ferris wheel. I was in there the other day, just simply amazing. That is going to be a beautiful addition for the city of Sioux Falls and certainly that area. Congratulations to Shields. Morning, everyone. Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones bringing you the daily financial market report. Stocks are little changed as investors weigh data showing consumer confidence fell in the month of May. Separate data showed home building surged in April as warmer weather helped builders break ground on new homes at a very fast pace. In some corporate news, Abbott Labs announced it has agreed to be bought out by a Chile-based pharmaceutical company for $2.9 billion in an effort to expand its business in its fast-growing Latin American markets. So far this morning in the S&P 500, the best-performing sector is telecoms. The worst-performing sector is energy stocks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down about 6 points at 16,440. The S&P 500 Index is down 1 point at 1,869. And the NASDAQ is down 13 at 4,055. Volume on the New York Exchange has traded about 253 million shares. Decliners are outnumbering advancers by a 5-4 margin. In commodity markets, the spot price of gold is down $2.50 at $1,293. Silver's off 12 cents at $19.38. And crude oil prices are up 61 cents at $102.11. In some stocks of local interest, Citigroup is up 2 cents at $46.56. Daktronix up 8 cents at $13.45. Raven is flat at $29.96. Meta Financial Bank is down 8 cents at $35.79. And Summit Hotel Properties is up 11 cents at $9.41. This is Todd Neuberger of Edward Jones, a member of the SIPC, serving individual investors with personalized attention, long-term financial advice in Sioux Falls, bringing you this Wall Street to Main Street report, Bill.
Todd Neuberger, Edward Jones, how do they reach you when they need more information?
Locally, 371-0375 or at todd.neuberger@edwardjones.com or at any probably graduation reception, standing over by the cake all weekend long.
It sounds good. And again, I've got a first granddaughter graduating from college. She graduates from USF this weekend. Go, oh, Carrie.
Congratulations, Bill. What a great family event.
Thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
Not very far from where I'm at is a guy named John at 41st and Willow. Valentino's. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. Did you get to ride that Ferris wheel yet?
No, but that's at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
So tell me what we should be looking at today. It's fish. You got lots of fried chicken. You got the pasta. And, of course, I have to mention Joy's favorite word, salad.
Yes, we got one of the freshest salad bars in town, according to our customers. We make about everything here from our own recipes. And we've got something out that it's called a spinach salami salad that is just excellent. Up here, though, we got to get people to try it because they're scared of green things.
Imagine who that would be.
Green noodles, yeah. But then, of course, you know, it's still cold enough out there that we got our soups. We got, still got your tomato bisque out. We have our the number one soup, of course, the corn chowder. But along with that, we got our delicious lasagna, our fettuccine alfredo, our meat the balls. We got six different sauces. You got to try the Sicilian sauce. It is excellent. It's a white sauce with mushrooms and bacon and ham. And it's very, very flavorful. Along with our red sauces, you know, we have our sausage mushroom sauce for the spicier people, and then the marinara and the meat sauce also. And, you know, we always came out with a new one. We'll probably start it next week. It's
Sunday.
A bacon. It is a mashed potato pizza. It is excellent. You got to come in and try it.
Sunday brunch,
of course, starts at 9 a.m. And a lot of Sunday items as far as lunch and brunch on there. As far as, you know, we make our own biscuits, buttermilk biscuits. We have biscuits and gravy. We make our own muffins. We, of course, have some of the best waffles and French toast around, along with a really thick sliced ham, bacon, and sausage and different breakfast casseroles. That starts at 9 a.m. Of course, it even makes it better with a little Italian blend coffee.
John at Valentino's, 41st and Willow. Have a great weekend. It's a place you ought to go when you come right here at Shields. Talk to you soon, John.
Thanks.
Jill in the morning has joined me again. We're about to wrap up this hour, and they're warming up the Ferris wheel for me.
It's getting all ready for us.
All right, so as we talk about Shields, the big thing is our sports guys be out this afternoon.
That's
tomorrow
right.
Morning, 6 to 9 o'clock is a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Tomorrow morning, actually, in the parking lot of Shields, we are kicking off the grand reopening, and they are doing that by giving away $10,000 in gift cards from Shields tomorrow morning. $10,000 in gift cards tomorrow morning. Now, there is one thing. Of the first 250 that are lined up, those first 250 will have a chance to win a $1,000 gift card. The remaining $9,000 gift cards will be given away before the doors open at 9 o'clock. It's going to be so exciting. I'm going to be here along with Tom Mitchell from our sister station, Big Country, 92.5 tomorrow morning, Chris Carter on the morning show, and on. So, yeah, it's going to be a great celebration for Shields.
And the clock is counting down to 11 o'clock, and I'm going to the Ferris wheel with Melanie Hiller and Jill from the morning. Kind of looking forward to that. Now, I told you that someplace in this 2 hours, you had to answer. You're in an elevator with somebody. They say, you work at Shields. Melanie, tell us about Shields, what I need to know.
Definitely, I would say the experience that you're going to have when you come into the store. You come in and there's so many things to do, so many things to look at. Great quality, customer service is there. And it just is, it's amazing. It's awesome.
And your running mate over here, Christy Showers, has been with us throughout the hour. You're still smiling, and we're still here. You haven't thrown us out. You haven't put this Ferris wheel on spin cycle yet, so so we're okay.
Not yet. We told the technician to speed it up a little bit just for you.
Oh, I will tell you that. It's been a great opening for you guys. Tomorrow is the big day. You've been ready. You told me earlier, we've been waiting for this day, and your people have all been just so professional.
Yeah, the people, I can't say enough about the people. And when you travel a new store, they're so welcoming and so kind to let you come into your store and run this event and help out Melanie with this one. So it's going to be a great day. So first 250 people in line, a chance for a $1,000 gift card. We've never given away a gift card this large at our grand opening event before.
So you're one of the planners in this. How do you plan for how many donuts you're going to serve tomorrow morning? Just keep making them?
Yep. Well, we have to cut off a limit somewhere. So 1,200 is where we're at tomorrow.
1,200 donuts. I got the answer.
1,200 donuts.
Matic, you can't get an answer like that. I will tell you that. Tomorrow, Shields, 6 to 9 o'clock. They've got lots of things to see. Ride the Ferris wheel. Have a good time. Bring the family out. You'll love the sun that comes in. We love Shields. For now, our time's up. Thank you for yours.